snow machiners will fire up their engines next weekend for the 48th Alcan 200 road race on the Haines Highway. Last year, 24 riders turned out for the event, and half were locals. Organizers say that was the highest local participation in about a decade, and they hope that trend continues this year.
The local guys have all been working on the sleds and getting them ready.
Kathy Lapp is the president of the Chilkat Snowburners Club, which organizes the 150-mile snow machine race. It starts just past the Canadian border. Riders speed up to Desdiash Lake and then turn back around to the Chilkat Valley.
It's just an exciting time of year. It's kind of quiet around here this time of year, so it's kind of fun to have something going on.
Last year's race was notable because of all the local faces at the starting line. They included Sean McLaughlin.
It's a rush. It's a total speed from one end to the other.
Lapp says after years of dwindling local participation, last year's turnout was exciting.
It's wonderful because before that, it was just like everybody out of town. So we were doing it for, it's a good thing because we want to keep it going, but it's just nice to have the local support back in the race. And there's quite a few younger guys that are, really getting interested in it.
Haines riders took the top two prizes last year. Chris Brooks was first overall and Jack Smith Jr. was second. Lapp says champion Brooks won't be able to compete this year because he's going to school out of town. But she says it looks like there will still be about a dozen locals competing in the 48th race. Organizers don't know numbers for sure until the Friday before, because most people register at the Fogcutter Bar Calcutta auction. Lapp says one reason more Haines snow machine enthusiasts are stepping up to the plate is because they've realized smaller machines can hold their own.
They've done real well with like 600, between the 600 and 700 classes. It's real popular and they do real well. So that's brought a lot more people in.
The Uglies of Haines tried to motivate more local participation last year by contributing $200 to each Haines resident's $325 entry fee. Here's Uglies president Gary Jacobson last January explaining why the club wanted to chip in.
We're trying to keep the race going. And, when there's only one local in the race, it's embarrassing is not the right word, but we wanted more participation with locals. It's our race. Let's get some locals in it.
Lapp says the Uglies are continuing with the incentives this year, although they dropped their contributions from $200 to $100 per person. Both locals and out-of-towners will benefit from a new culinary feature of the race. A Whitehorse-based barbecue catering company plans to sell sandwiches at the turnaround point at Desdiash Lake. Lapp says aside from the new food offering, the details of the race are the same. Lineup starts Saturday, January 21st, right across the Canadian border at 9 a.m. The race begins at 10 a.m., and an awards banquet follows later that night at 7. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.